Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Sunday, September 6th, 2026. Welcome to episode 303 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Boy, my voice sounds terrible. Sorry. No surprise. I have been talking and singing all day long. But it has been an absolutely fantastic 2 days. Now, I got to go back 2 days because last night I was too busy repacking my suitcase after getting out of my hoop skirt. Saturday morning. Parade was awesome, as always. We were really sorry to miss Daniel, and I'm sorry I do not remember our regular Leela's first name. But they could not make it this year, but we did have a whole bunch of new recruits, including the aforementioned Kyle. He was there. It was a very good time, and I had lunch at the con suite after, got a ride back to my hotel, changed into my Lady Adeptica, the creation of which I have been documenting throughout this year's Dog Days of Podcasting, and here is my review of what that experience was like. I did not miss the headband. In fact, I was glad I only had the little tiara. I've gotten a lot of mileage out of that tiara. My Sailor FedEx, my Sailor Vanellope, and now my Lady Adeptica have all worn the same gold tiara with the purple stone on it. I should have gotten more water. But it was so hot. It was one of the hottest. This is officially the hottest Dragon Con on record, according to the Facebook group. And I was really glad I didn't have the headpiece. I'm not sure if I was glad I didn't have the petticoat or wished I did, because honestly, it would have looked nicer and smoother with the petticoat, but it was hot. And I found out if the back of it is going to get stepped on, it's inevitable. I really thought I had hemmed it short enough. I really did, but it still drags on the floor. I can't walk without holding it up. If I'd realized that, I would have given it handles. And if you step on the back of it hard enough, the Velcro comes apart. I did that because I didn't want to do any more eyelets, but I should have used hook and eyes. I'm glad I safety pinned the tail on because it's much bigger and heavier. It's longer and heavier than Poochico's. The snaps just aren't good enough to hold it on. They kept coming unsnapped. I would have lost it if it hadn't been for the safety pin. I really wish I'd gotten a tank top to wear under that top. It got so sweaty and was not very comfortable, and the bow in the back refuses to stay tied. But that's okay. I realize I'm doing nothing but complaining. I will talk about the parts I liked. It's really pretty. I got a bunch of compliments on it. I loved how I did the wings. I kind of wish I'd made them neater, but I was in a hurry. Got so many compliments. Somebody asked me if I was Figment at one point, and I said, you know, I could be. I just need to make orange wing covers. What exactly did I do on Saturday? Oh, yeah! I did make it to the Muppet Treasure Island sing-along. That was so much fun, and I correctly guessed we would have a full house for it. We rehearsed in the Puppetry Tracks track room. We performed under the Atrium Dome and out in elsewhere in the larger Marriott lobby. So I got to sing all 4 full days. We had the informal elf choir rehearsal on Thursday, formal rehearsal and performance on Friday, Muppet Treasure Island sing-along Saturday, and Elf Choir Processional today, Sunday, so I've gotten to sing all 4 days, which is great. I love singing. I'm so happy I did all that. And Something else that happened Saturday was we had a really, really big, really bad thunderstorm blow through Atlanta between like 6:30 and 7:30. It caused several different events to be either delayed or canceled. The one I wanted to go to and did go to was Cults of Dragon Con costume contest, but so many people, I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm just inferring this is the reason, so many people got delayed coming there that it ultimately the start time got moved back an hour from what was originally scheduled. But it was still a fun time. Hung out. I hung out in one of the track rooms, I think in track room for a bit, because the basements of the hotels are the coolest place in the con. And that was Saturday. This morning I was, of course, wearing my elf costume again. I ultimately ended up shopping Sunday morning, which was really nice. I didn't wait more than about 15 minutes for the dealer hall, getting there at about 10:45. I succeeded in getting my replacement Marriott carpet keychain. I had a yogurt parfait from the cafe in the Hyatt lobby for lunch. I went in the art show a little bit more, but interestingly, I totally forgot to mention. That was the first thing I did on Saturday. As soon as I arrived at Con, went down to the art show to see if they had one of those dragon masks in purple, and they did, and I got it, and I was so happy to get it. It really makes that costume. Although, I could do with the purples matching better, but at least it makes it very, very visually obvious that it's meant to be a dragon. Anyway, I got my mask, and when I went into the art show on Saturday, I'd had my sleeves rolled up when I originally put on the ball gown top because it was so hot outside. But when I was in the art show room for about 5 minutes, I said, "Okay, now I'm cold." And I rolled the sleeves down. How, on the other hand, when I went back in the art show on Sunday afternoon, I don't know what went wrong with air conditioning, but that time I was hot. So I hung out on the concourse, which was a little bit cooler, and listened to the live music for a while. And then I went to track panel and, then went and got pizza for dinner, and then went to Technorama Comedy Forecast Live, having to leave early so I could get to Elf photo shoot, and we did the Elf processional, and it was absolutely my favorite part of Dragon Con. I love it so much, and this time the coolest thing that happened was I swear that at one point in one of our passes through Peachtree Center Food Court, one section of it just kind of got quiet. Usually it's a lot of people talking in there, but the section we were passing through sort of quieted down because all attention was on us. Everyone was listening to us sing. It was so cool. I had such a great time. I love singing that. And of course we did our performance under the Marriott Atrium Dome. And then my friend Megan, I am now invited to Megan's room, assuming she and her friend Marvin continue to have a Marriott room, to eat Marriott carpet cake and watch the masquerade on DragonCon TV. So I did that, hung out with them, we scrambled down to the bottom floor of the Hyatt as soon as it was over to get some pictures of some of the masquerade winners, and then hung out outside the con suite and people watched for a bit. And then I decided to randomly chit-chat with some cosplayers I noticed when I was doing that, and then I came back here. And I took all my extra ribbons, and I made a banner, or, well, banner. I made a string of ribbons that's just about half the length it needs to be a true belt. But I can make up the other half with my extra lanyard, which I figured out I can use as a shoulder strap to carry my lantern around all day with my hands free. Absolutely fabulous 2 days of Dragon Con, and I really need to get to bed. Good night.